Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jason Lloyd of The Athletic on with us just moments ago talking about Evan Mobley's big start to game one, hit those two quick three-pointers, ended up in double digits overall. Easily his best playoff game as a Cavalier and in his young career. And I love that you talked about that impact of hitting threes. I would be shocked if Evan got those same threes tonight. I mean, because they were just laying off him. Like, they weren't even trying to close out. Like, they were still walking towards him, but it wasn't the kind of blitz out that you see.
Yeah.
I would imagine that's something you try because – Much like Jason said, when Evan's hitting those shots, it just makes everybody else around you dangerous. And honestly, if you think about those two shots that he made early on in that game, I don't think it's a coincidence. It was a part of a huge run from the Cavaliers where they were shooting a ridiculous amount from three before they went cold in halfway through the second quarter.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Do you think that the Magic are going to shoot significantly better as we go throughout the series?
I don't know. Jason kind of seemed like he thinks they will. And I know their backcourt was god-awful in game one. But, like, listen, if I'm going to give Orlando credit for slowing down the Cavs offense and they only scoring, 97 points, I kind of got to give the Cavs credit for making a bad offense worse. So, like, I think as long as the Cavs keep playing defense the way they did, which was we're going to clog up the paint, we're not going to let Banchero or Wagner – or any of these guys even get into the mid-range and kind of take those shots, as long as they put it all in the three ball, Orlando's one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the NBA. I don't know why that would change in the playoffs, where all of a sudden everything becomes out of the half court where they have shown to be the worst version of themselves. You?
In terms of, do I think they're going to shoot better?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll shoot better than 21% from three.
I don't – like, that it's tough. Like, unless you have somebody do it, unless Banchero gets hot, which is plausible.
The thing you have to remember, this is an NBA team, okay? They're paid to, and they're in the playoffs. And they're a five seed.
I think they're the Cavs last year. I thought they responded better to the shell shock than the Cavs did at any point. In game one, I thought they responded better and quicker to, oh, my God, this is the NBA playoffs, and this is a different brand of basketball than the Cavs did last year in their game one. But I don't know. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe tonight they come out and they make it a game. Who knows? Maybe they get the win. But, like, you know, my number one concern right now is the Cavs' consistency, more so than are the Magic going to come alive. The only guy that I think has a chance to really take this over from Orlando is Paolo Banchero, and I don't know he has the help necessary.
I mean, you talk about some of those guys who maybe could step up. I don't know that they can, frankly. I mean, listen, Paolo's going to be a superstar in this league, I think. This is his just his first playoff series ever in his second season, which is, by the way, pretty impressive for him to be able to go into an organization that hasn't had success for a better part of a decade, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, and get them to the postseason. But there's really just not a lot of help right now. Now, the one thing I would say, they do play excellent defense. They're known for that. And so if the Cavs do have an off-night shooting and they keep it close, anything can happen.
Yeah, getting back to our version of Paolo Banchero, I got to say, I want to see them use this series. Now that I've seen who I think Orlando is, and there's just, to me, the biggest problem about shooting is it's all about the guys that already played. I don't think you're going to mix up the bench a lot, whether it's Goga Batadze or...
That sounds good to eat.
Yeah, I think like we just had some of it here live from the Harry Buffalo.
Yeah, yeah. Great entree.
But we all, you know, like... I think they just are who they are. I think this series is about keeping Donovan healthy and engaged. And I think this series is about, let's see how much we can unlock Evan. Mm-hmm. And if the Cavs even went so far as to kind of force that, I'd be okay with it. Because now he's proven he can make a couple shots here and there wide open. You know, whether it's this round or the next round, he's not going to get those same looks wide open. So to me, this series becomes let Donovan cook. And pick your opportunities with Evan, because everything that Jason said about unlocking Evan, if Evan can just hit a couple threes a game, it's the kind of thing that could turn Boston into being an interesting series. It's the kind of thing, because that all of a sudden Donovan finally has an offensive Robin to his Batman, and he never had that. I mean, God bless Rudy Gobert, Joe Ingles, George Niang, Mike Conley, like, he had some nice players around him. Evan's got some things that that Donovan's never had in the playoffs. That's something that I think we can look for the rest of this series, win or lose in any of these games. How are these guys playing off each other as Darius kind of dips out to whatever the hell Darius is doing?
Such a great point about Evan Mobley and his ability to maybe elevate his game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Or take it to the next level. I think it's a little bit premature to maybe make that declaration, but we've seen him do it in the past, so we know he's got it in him. Can he do it consistently? That I don't know that I'm 100% confident that he is, but he did it in that game one, and they're going to need more of that, to your point, Nick, if they can get through this series and get to Boston, because Boston is a juggernaut. I'm not sure how much you watched of those games, the other games this weekend, but yeah. You know, they just absolutely dismantled the Miami Heat. That game, I know the Heat kind of came back and made it look a little bit closer than it was, but that was a 30-40 point blowout.
Yeah, I think what's interesting about Boston is the opposite of Orlando. Boston lives and die by the three, and I would not be surprised if in a game against Miami you saw them die by the three at least once. So that matchup's going to require the exact opposite of what this matchup requires. But I think the thing with Evan is I don't think Evan lacks in skill. I think Evan is still growing into himself confidence-wise. And I think that's why this series all of a sudden has this secondary importance if you can keep him going, because that confidence, I think, is the only thing holding him back. And that's why I thought, you know, going into game one, it was like, this could be an Evan Mobley series. Now Donovan scoring 30 in game one, you kind of wonder if Donovan can just take over the damn thing.
He didn't look hurt to me.
Yeah, and anything you get on Evan is you know, the cherry on top, but like that's all I felt Evan is missing, and I think this series has the chance to give him that confidence. He's got to go out there and stay persistent, especially with that 3-point shot, but like that to me is what this series is about, because you're going to need that confidence going into the second round. We're assuming it's Boston, but no matter if it's Boston or Miami, you're going to need that right confidence in the second round, and I love what I saw out of Evan here early.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.